Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When President Obama and Mitt Romney take to the stage in Denver tonight for the debate, teams of fact-checkers will be listening to their every word. So why not have those fact-checkers as part of the debate, right in the broadcast, to keep the candidates honest? That's Vicki Myers' idea. She's a retired college instructor from Sarasota, Florida. She circulated a petition on signon.org. 215,000 people signed it. Vicki, how'd you come up with this idea?
One of the things I decided to do for this election was to register voters.
Right.
And so when I started registering voters with my good friend Joan, we got the reply from a lot of people saying, why should we vote? There's a bunch of liars. They're all a bunch of liars. How do we know it's true? And they felt the same disillusionment that I felt. And right about this time, I got a massive email from signon.org saying, you know, you can make a petition. So right then and there, I created a petition. Well, within just a few days, I got over 1,000 signatures, and then 10,000 signatures. It just went wild.
Well, you're still getting signatures, more than 200,000. How literally would you have it work?
I wanted the fact-checkers to be there at the debates and to do the fact-checking while the debates were going on, make their report during the breaks, and present their results to the moderators. And then the moderators would have to decide what to do with it.
But then we get into the whole murky area of who accepts whose facts, because we know PolitiFact is going to be live fact-checking the presidential debate. You can follow them online. You talk to factcheck.org. They're going to have a team working on the debates. So, you know, people will getting this information out, maybe not as you'd like it, right, you know, right there on the television screen. But we know that people debate the fact-checkers. A report showed that Republicans got false ratings twice as often as Democrats, so Republicans feel they're unfairly targeted. And a Mitt Romney operative, Neil Newhouse, famously said, you know, we're not going to let our campaign be dictated by fact-checkers after they ran those false accusations against President Obama's stand on welfare. And then on the left, you have MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow, who's called PolitiFact a disaster for some of their rulings. So people are debating the fact checkers. How do you overcome that?
We need to have them independent. And I believe the Annenberg Society is an independent fact checker. Now, that's my opinion.
And again, that's factcheck.org.
Yes. Now, people can tweak things. Sometimes they say something that's factually correct, but it's presented in such a way that's very misleading, and fact checkers will call them on it. And I don't want anyone to give me misleading information. And I want to base my vote on who I think is the best person in the country.
Well, right now, the Commission on Presidential Debates is not interested in the idea. Are you disappointed?
Well, I was very disappointed that they wouldn't accept my petitions. We came down with boxes and boxes of petitions, and I came to deliver it. And I was told we couldn't even go on the steps. We had to go on the sidewalk to give my, I gave my spiel. We had cameras there. And then when I went to present the boxes to the commission, I was stopped. I couldn't even give it to the guard that stopped me. Now, you know, I can understand that in the days of bombs and all that other stuff. But I was disappointed.
And by the way, signon.org, which provided the platform for your online petition, is part of the progressive group moveon.org. You know, are you worried some people will see this as a left leaning move on your part?
Well, I was very careful to word my petition in such a way that it would be very objective. It is a major issue in our country. I just was reading a study saying that our country has not been this polarized since the Civil War. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think the truth can bring us together because we all really want the same thing. We want our country to be strong. We want our families to be safe. And we want our children to have a better life. We just want them to move forward. We want to move forward. Everybody wants that. And we're just fighting horribly. And brothers and sisters and husbands and wives sometimes can't talk to each other because how divided we are.
Vicki Myer, a retired college instructor from Sarasota, Florida, her idea, again, to have live fact checkers during presidential and vice presidential debates. Vicki, thanks so much for telling us about it. Good luck with it.
Okay, bye-bye.
I don't know, maybe the candidates could agree on an esteemed fact-checker they'd both accept. Your opinion is welcome at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.